Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God, you are good, you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your kindness. Lord, we exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. Lord, we bless you. You are God, you are good, you are King overall. We exalt your name, O Lord. We worship you, we exalt you. In Lord, we give you all the glory. We return all glory unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, we exalt you. Thank you for this day, O God. Thank you for this new week. Thank you for the blessings of the new week. We exalt you. We bless your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we exalt you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask that you will bless us. Your goodness will be upon our lives as we go today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 22nd of June, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, concerning this week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord go before me into this day, into this week, and remove every crookedness out of my way. In the name of Jesus, the fire of the Lord go before me and consume every appearances of evil. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I redeem this day, I redeem this week by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare concerning my life this day, this week, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, this week I enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I enjoy the provision of the Lord. I enjoy God's blessings in abundance. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my portion. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I release your voice over every hindrance that is in this week. I declare that they are destroyed, they are scattered in the name of Jesus. All that surrounds me this day, this week will favor me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am blessed, I am favored, I am lifted, I carry life. I carry the life of Christ in me. Therefore, nothing dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus, every cloud of confusion, cloud of depression, I declare you to clear off my way, my week, in the name of Jesus. Every whisper of fear, every whisper of failure, I silence you in the name of Jesus. I receive mercy today in the name of Jesus. I enthrone Abba Father over my week. I enthrone Abba Father over my day, over my week, in the name of Jesus. Your name is lifted high above my needs and my desires, above the noise and confusions of this day, above the noise and confusion of the week, above my expectations. Your name is lifted higher in the name of Jesus. Oh, this day I arise in power. I arise in favor. I arise under the mercy of the Lord. My life, my journey this day, this week, is by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, doors of blessing, you are open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this week. I speak favor. I speak blessings. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is my portion this week. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. I partake of the banquet of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gates of this day. I possess the gates of this week. And I declare that the Lord God is with me. Oh, the Lord is with me. Who will stand against me? The Lord that justifies me is here with me. Who will fight against me? Behold, they shall wax old as garments, and the moth will eat them up. Every weapon of the enemy that is prepared into this week, I declare you useless. You will not prosper. Every tongue that professes evil concerning me, your word is canceled over me. Your mouth that you used to profess evil continually over me is condemned. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the grace of the Lord this day. In the name of Jesus, the voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my week. and my day in the name of Jesus. I receive access to good things. I receive access to good things this week. I receive access to God's provision. I receive mercy for second chances in the name of Jesus. I receive mercy for access to opportunities. I partake in the feast of his mercy in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God respond to my urgent needs in the name of Jesus. I partake of the table of his mercy, of the feast of his mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, I walk and I walk in alignment with the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. My life this week, you will not lack God's mercy. I receive every form of God's mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Mercy for preservation, mercy for exemption, mercy for blessing, mercy for healing. I receive them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to continue in our prayer for people that are in the captivity of the wicked. I want you to lift up your voice concerning them. I want you to pray for them, that in the name of Jesus, I want you to ask for the mercy of the Lord over them. Lord, show your mercy, that by mercy you will preserve them. By mercy you will bring them out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask by your mercy alone that you will preserve them in the name of Jesus. Lord, by mercy you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. You will deliver them from the snare of the wicked one in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your mercy you will bring them out in the name of Jesus, that these ones will not perish in the den of the wicked. Father, you will deliver them by your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask for mercy over this nation. Father, show us mercy. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in the name of Jesus. This nation must not turn to become an habitation of cruelty. Father, arise, O Lord. Arise and have respect for your covenant, O God, that this nation will not become an habitation of wickedness. Father, arise. Arise, Lord. Let there be peace over Nigeria. Lord, in this state, Lord, we ask for peace. We ask for peace, peace all around in the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday. Let me quickly remind you that by the grace of God, this week, Thursday, is going to be our time of refreshing program. It's a special program that we hold every last Thursday of the month. It is tagged time of refreshing. By the grace of God, our theme this month is Be Still. Be Still. I want to invite you to come and listen to the word of the Lord. Come and experience the grace of God upon your life. Come and receive his peace all around you. I want to invite you to appear before the Lord and renew strength and receive strength from him. By the grace of God, the program is going to start by 12 noon at Olua Damilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Jokodo Junction, Songo Elele Road, Ibadan. I'm inviting you to come and partake of the blessings of the Lord. I would love to see you there. It is well with you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, the program start by 12 noon. It's between 12 and 2 p.m. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning, today is Monday. Like I said, I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon you and upon your week as you go today. Our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 46 verse 10 and Mark chapter 4 verse 39. Psalm 46 verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Mark chapter 4 verse 39. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. As you go this week in the name of Jesus, I put the word of the Lord upon your day, upon your week. The Lord arise for your sake in the name of Jesus. The Lord fight for you in the name of Jesus. Mountains are moved for your sake. Storms are calmed for you this week. For the Lord God is with you. I take that word again. The Lord fight for you. The Lord arise for your sake. The Lord fight for you in the name of Jesus. Now listen, this is the word of the Lord for you as you go this week. I don't know what is right there in front of you that you cannot surmount. This is the word of the Lord concerning you. Mountains are moved for your sake in the name of Jesus. Storms are calm for your sake this week in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is with you. Anyone that stands as a mountain before you this week, they are moved for your sake because the Lord is with you. Anyone that stands as a flood or as a storm that is blowing around you this week, the Lord release his word of peace. Be still upon them in the name of Jesus. For the Lord God is with you in the name of Jesus. This week, God is in your midst. God is in the very center of your life. This week, you shall not be moved, for God is your refuge and he also is your fortress in the name of Jesus. Your help for this week is released. Your help will not be stopped. Your help is unstoppable in the name of Jesus. The Lord silence the mouth of the accuser over you in the name of Jesus. Anyone pointing accusation at your direction, pointing accusation at you and your household, they are defeated for your sake in the name of Jesus. Their plan is cancelled over your life. Gathering of accuser is scattered for your sake in the name of Jesus. Anyone standing reporting you to who you don't know, in the name of Jesus, the Lord arise and defend you. The Lord arise and fight for you in the name of Jesus. Their plan over you will not stand in the name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 23 verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? I declare over your life this week, enchantment, sorcery, witchcraft, manipulation, divination is rendered powerless over your life in the name of Jesus. Demonic influence is cancelled over your life in the name of Jesus. Every language of witchcraft, language of sorcery, evil language that has been released into this week, it will have no impact over your life in the name of Jesus. For it is written in the word of the Lord, surely there is no enchantment, there is no sorcery, there is no expression of demonic words that will have impact over your life. They are cancelled for your sake in the name of Jesus. You overcome by the blood of Jesus. This week, you experience the life of God. The Zoe life becomes your life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord shine his face upon you. The mercy of the Lord be upon your life. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Wow. This week is going to be a wonderful week for you in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, you might be going out crying with a lot of anxiety, but you're coming back at the end of this week. You are going to come back with big testimonies in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the Lord is going to help you. For the Lord is going to be timely and timeless concerning your help. Help will come for you. You are not forgotten. The Lord is with you. The Lord will arise and he will give you help. He will bring you out of your situation. He will grant unto you peace that passes human understanding. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.